Greetings and welcome to another Ohio State 360 podcast presented by Kroger. Head coach Kevin McGuff, the man in charge of the Ohio State women's basketball program. Your Buckeyes rolled last year to an Elite Eight appearance. It was a wonderful trip. It was a wonderful season and a great ending. Obviously, you were one step away from reaching the Final Four, but at that point, why not just win three more, right? And I guess after you have such a successful year like you did last year, the question is, how do you build on it, A, and B, how do you keep expectations realistically in check?
Yeah, those are gonna be real challenges for us this year. I think let's start with the expectations part is, you know, I don't myself as a coach get real into the polls and the preseason polls and all that type of stuff or the social media. But realistically in 2023, it's hard to shield your players from that. And it's also a fine balance of, you know, when we get recognition by where we're ranked in the preseason polls and stuff like that, we want to, you know, promote that because it promotes our program and the success we've had. But I don't want it, our players, you know, making it or getting a sense of complacency, like, hey, we're really good, because each season takes on a new life of its own. It's a new season with a new group of kids. Even though we have a strong core back from last year, we've got to create a new identity. We got to create new chemistry and camaraderie amongst the team. And so that's what we've been working on. And I think this team has a chance to build on what we did last year, mostly because we got great leadership with, you know, JC Sheldon and Madison Green and Ricky Harris and people like that. And Celeste Taylor, who's already a good leader. And so it's going to be, hey, don't get caught up in the expectations or the outside noise. And also stay hungry to recreate a new team and a new vision and a new path for this year.
Kevin, is there a little bit of a challenge too when the Final Four is going to be played 150 miles away? I mean, I've heard that already, and we're into the preseason right now. You gotta kind of stay in the now, right?
Got to stay in the now. That will certainly be a narrative as the season goes on. Hopefully it's a narrative that means we're playing well, and people deem us as one of the teams who may have a shot to do that. And so, but yeah, no, that'll when that time comes, it'll be important that we stay focused, you know, on the things we're trying to do on a daily basis with practice and preparation for upcoming games, and just stay really focused on that.
Kevin, you've done a great job of raising the level of play and the bar for this program. It's been 30 years since they'd been to Elite Eight prior to last season. But all of that being said, you're now the hunted, right? It's a little different when you've not been there, but now that you've been there and the Big Ten is there as a conference, it seems, it's going to get better with the teams coming in. Being the hunted's a little bit different. Is that fair?
Certainly different. And, yeah, you know, at Ohio State, there's always a certain amount of being hunted, regardless of the team that you have, because just the brand and who we are, and that comes with this job and being in this program as a player as well. And but when we add those four West Coast teams, it's going to be, this conference is going to be something else. I mean, it's already a collection of excellent coaches, great players. It's a deep conference where the attendance is sky high. So you're playing in a tough environment every night when you play on the road, and we're going to add four more great teams. It's just an incredible conference for women's basketball.
And Kevin, you used to coach at Washington. You played Oregon last year. You've got USC and UCLA this year. So what is being added is a little bit coming, but it's also recent history. Maybe not necessarily a scout, but understanding those teams and kind of what they're good at. And again, you waste no time this year playing two of them.
Yeah, it is ironic that we have two of the four teams coming into the league, and we played one last year. So we are going to have some familiarity, and I can tell you that those are really talented teams, well-coached teams, and it's going to be interesting. I'll be interested to see, you know, how we schedule and the logistics behind it. But I do think it's going to open up some new recruiting windows for us. And we've always recruited nationally, but I think it'll even be an easier sell on the West Coast now that we'll be playing out there. We'll be playing West Coast teams. So it's an exciting thing for us.
Hey, Buckeye fans, whether you're stocking up for your tailgate party or just inviting a few friends over to watch the game, the Kroger app is an easy way to get all the great food and drinks for game day. Kroger, fresh for everyone. You talk about recruiting. It appears you're recruiting, and I know you can't get into specifics, but the recruiting news we've read, followed the last year, 18 months, 2 years, it's trending upward. Is that fair to say? There is a different level. I know you've got great kids in the program.
Yes, we've got talented kids right now. They're great kids, but we're going to lose some good ones at the end of this year.
Sure.
And so we're going to need to kind of reload a little bit, and I like where we are, and it's as a competitive landscape as it's ever been. And, you know, you got NIL out there, so there's a lot going on, but I think, you know, our staff's doing a great job of, you know, kind of identifying and recruiting players that can allow us to continue to compete at this level.
What has NIL done in terms of the way the head coach looks at what's on the radar with who's coming, who you got to keep, and who might be going? I know that's a loaded question.
Yeah, it's just part of our reality now. And, you know, NIL is – and I think it's a double-edged with the amount of growth that our sport has had in the last couple of years. It's been awesome. The attendance is up nationally. The TV ratings are really skyrocketing. It's really, really cool. Now, with that comes enhanced NIL questions and influence and all that type of stuff. It's just sort of like part of the growth of the game. The NIL part is with it. And so, you know, we're like everyone in the country trying to navigate that, manage that the best we can. And, you know, we've got great supporters here at Ohio State and in Columbus and in the state of Ohio who want to get behind our program. So, you know, we're working through it, but it's a real thing. And, you know, we need to be able to be competitive in trying to acquire the right talent and the right people and then also retain them because it's very competitive out there.
Back to this year's squad, Kevin, what you return and what you've lost. You lost one player in Taylor Mikesell, certainly an outstanding long-range shooter. But what you return, how might that affect kind of that blend? And you return a number of pieces. How might that affect the way you guys go about your business? And what do you hope to accomplish as you get into this young season?
Yeah, so we lost a great player in Taylor Mikesell, just an incredible scorer on the offensive end of the floor, and a great kid, and, you know, great part of the culture and the leadership the last couple of years. So we're going to really miss her. It's a big loss. I mean, she bailed us out of a lot of games last year with just her ability to score. So we'll miss her, but, you know, we've added some good players. You know, Celeste Taylor was the ACC Defensive Player of the Year and first-team All-ACC player at Duke. And, you know, she'll kind of slide in and take a lot of the minutes that Taylor played. But she's a different player. She's an elite defender. I think she'll be great in our press. I think she'll score the ball more efficiently, just kind of how we play versus what she's the system she's played in the past. And that kind of leads me to, and then we also, Tyer Parks is a transfer for Michigan State. You know, she's got 1 year. She's a starting center up there. She's a strong physical player who is really comfortable around the basket. And I lead with those two people because I think for us to take next steps in terms of just being better as a team and as a program, we need to be better with our half-court defense and with our rebounding. And I think both of those will contribute in big ways in that space, and hopefully we can take some really quality steps there.
Kevin, you mentioned a couple of factors I want to touch on quickly. Let's start with defense. Your press is obviously what you were known for in that season last year, that run, and I know you're going to grow off that, and Celeste Taylor will bring you a great option in doing that. But when you talk about the half-court defense, what specifically with that and rebounding are the focal points as the year gets ready to start?
You know, I think that if I want to kind of review the last season, we were really adept at, like, guarding people's actions. So, you know, they're going to set a ball screen and a down screen, or they're going to, you know, set a down screen and a flare screen. And we guard that stuff really well. And the staff does a great job of, you know, watching film on our opponents and being able to see what they're going to do. But it was just like I thought the little things when we disrupt their plays or what they're running doesn't work. It's like, hey, then we get beat off the dribble or they shoot it and we don't get the ball back. So I just think really just locking in and focusing on some of the fundamentals defensively and the fundamentals of rebounding will go a long way with this group.
Kevin, how do you keep teams out of playing a lot of zone. I would guess you'll see that until you have a consistent three-point shot from outside the arc. Not necessarily what Tanner Mikesell did, but when your team can step out there and freely hit outside jumpers, they're gonna come out of that zone. But when teams zone you, what is the next step offensively for you guys to grow?
Well, I think you're right. It's just offensive execution against the zone will be important. And I also think we've got to have a couple people step up and, like, take Taylor Theory, for example. I think she's a significantly better shooter from the three-point line than she has shown so far in her career at Ohio State. So, you know, we're really pushing her, encouraging her to shoot more, especially early in the season, preseason practice and all that, to get a little more comfortable, because she's accurate. She just hasn't felt the confidence to do that. So we need people like her to step up, stretch the defense. We need JC to shoot it at what she's capable of doing, because she's a really good shooter. We may also, you know, Rebecca's a good shooter, so we may also, you know, have some zone actions where she's a little more on the perimeter, just to stretch the defense. And then, you know, like Celeste and Cody, they need to be consistently what they're capable of being. It would be nice to see Emma Shumate really step up this year, and she's a really good shooter. She's just got to have the confidence to apply that when we're playing live. So those are kind of some of my thoughts on that and how I think that needs to go for us to be successful versus zone defenses.
Hey, Buckeye fans, did you know the Kroger app gives you easy access to weekly sales, personalized coupons, and fuel points too? Check out the app today and save while you get ready for game day. Kroger, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Coach Kevin McGuff joining us. Kevin, tell us about your schedule. It appears to be one that's loaded with teams very capable of the tournament. UCLA, USC, we've mentioned. But you've got a Boston College early. You've got a trip to Vegas to open up. You've got the game at Tennessee. What sticks out about the way the schedule looks and how you guys have put it together?
Yeah, so it's a really challenging schedule. And, you know, I thought that was appropriate given that we returned, you know, kind of the core of a team last year that had a great run at the end. And so I really wanted to challenge this team early. I think that this schedule will do that. We'll see a different styles of play, I think, will help us improve, and we'll be challenged just to see where we need to improve in general as a team as we head towards the Big Ten schedule. And I also wanted, you know, us to potentially face some adversity early on, because, you know, that's going to be important too, is just us being able to fight through some adversity early in the year and make sure we've got the mental toughness to do that. And then also the Big Ten, they never do us any favors. And so we have one of the toughest Big Ten schedules, and, you know, we're playing Iowa twice and Maryland twice. And so that'll be challenging as well. And so I think generally speaking, it helps us identify areas where we need to get better. It makes us come together through adversity. And then lastly, hopefully throughout the year, we're building a resume that will help us when March comes.
A Buckeye team that started 19-0 last year. And one of those early season games near Christmas, how important will that Belmont game be for you personally? And tell listeners why.
Yeah, so, you know, my oldest daughter is in her junior year at Belmont playing on the women's basketball team. We're going to play them on the 22nd. So that'll be a great deal for our family. And, you know, just given my profession, obviously, I don't get a chance to see her play live in person. So that'll be really cool. And, you know, it'll be a really fun deal for us.
Kevin, we found out how good the league was last year, especially with a tournament run of three teams of the Elite Eight. How good is the Big Ten this year? And how much is, I guess, NIL and some of the better players staying for a good payday, for lack of a better term? How much has that helped the league maintain its consistency this year?
I think it's even better this year. And we've benefited from it greatly, but there are a lot of older players who are using their COVID year this year around the league. And I know I was benefiting from it. We are benefiting from it. Indiana's really benefiting from it. Michigan, Maryland. So it's going to be really tough. This is one of the deepest leagues in the country. We have great coaching. We have great players. the environments I would put up against any league in the country, just with the way people were drawing. So it makes it tough to go anywhere and win. So it'll be a really challenging Big Ten season for us.
Final couple of questions with Coach McGuff. I want to ask you about your summer trip to Brazil, the camaraderie, and just give us an idea of what was good and what was maybe what was good about it, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, great trip, and it's a beautiful country with, you know, really amazing people. Just one of the most beautiful settings you'll ever see. We stayed at the Fairmont, right at the kind of intersection of Ipanema Beach and Copacabana Beach, which are two of the best beaches in the world. And so just the ocean and the beaches were outstanding. We had some great sightseeing. We went to Sugarloaf Mountain, which is just incredible views of Rio de Janeiro. Then we went up to Christ the Redeemer, and actually some of us, of which I did it, hiked up. And it was just a two-hour hike straight up through the jungle, which was really fun and really cool. And we played a game down there and allowed the players to kind of have some chemistry on the court, and because we were, you know, really focusing on more of the camaraderie off the court, which was great. And so overall, just an amazing trip and really some fun stuff.
Kevin, football clearly is the fabric of the athletic department. How does a football Saturday help your team, and how can you use that to continue to help build team chemistry and camaraderie as these games go on this fall?
Yeah, you know, we kids in my sport don't come here to play football, but they can gain a lot and learn a lot about the university, the spirit behind athletics, the intense fan base when they come for a football Saturday. And I think, this past weekend we had Penn State in here, and our football team played great. It was an amazing game. The crowd was electric. And so even though they're not playing football, to experience what it's like to be in the shoe on a Saturday for football, and just the intensity of the fan base, just how many people are outside who don't even come into the game. They just want to be around it. It's really a sight to see. And, you know, it's very unique here. People, this is the school in one of the biggest states in the country. And so just the intensity of people coming from all around the state to come here, and just for our recruits to see that and feel that, is really cool.
You were a part of that. Have the timeout message that helped fire the troops up. Final question with Coach McGuff on our 360 podcast. Gene Smith retires this summer. You've been here with with Gene the whole way. What has his legacy been? What has he helped your program with, and what he will mean to you, even into retirement, Kevin?
Yeah, so, I mean, number one, somebody's got really big shoes to fill when they come in behind Gene. I mean, he's been not only an incredible leader and athletic director here at The Ohio State, he's been one of the leaders in collegiate athletics. Just his impact will just resonate through so many areas. But I think if you could dial it down to something very specific, is just his impact on the student athletes at Ohio State in his tenure has been nothing short of remarkable. I mean, he has interacted with every single team that we've ever had since I've been here. He knows them. They know him. They know how much he supports women's basketball. There's never anything that I ever asked for around here that will benefit our student athletes that he doesn't. Okay. He's really into the student athlete experience. He's really into helping our program help them be the young women they're capable of being. And so I think that's really where his impact is going to be, you know, remembered the most. It's just how much he did for the student athletes and the impact he had on them.
Coach, you know, we always appreciate your time. We look forward to a great year with you and your squad. And, hey, who knows, maybe in a few months we can head north a couple hundred miles. That'd be fun. Thanks again, Kevin.
Thank you.